Hello and welcome to another episode of Missions Mobilization, and I'm your host, Brendan. I just wanted to share a little bit real quickly. I received an article. A friend shared it with me. The article is from TonyMorganLive.com, posted April the 15th, talking about seven church shifts during the coronavirus time. And number four, it says, shift from global to local. I want to read it real quickly. It's not that long, and then maybe just add a couple thoughts on it. It says, a shift from global to local. The author says, I'm just going to come right out and say it. Churches have been wasting way too much money sending people to Africa and Asia and other distant parts of the world on missions trips. Missions is in quotation marks. We can continue sending financial resources to help local churches and ministry organizations in those countries, but God has our churches and our communities to reach our mission fields. He continues to say, I think it's been too easy to divert attention to global efforts in order to avoid the much harder challenge of how we need to engage our local, quote-unquote, missions efforts of reaching people outside the church and outside the faith. And so I wanted to speak a little bit about this idea of shifting from a global focus to a local focus, and I think I do understand a little bit of where the author's coming from, though I do think an overemphasis on the local focus causes us to neglect the global aspect. For example, a missionary from West Africa, friend of ours, said about this article, I don't know if this is happening everywhere or just in West Africa, but there are very few church planters left with most groups. And it's interesting. It's not just interesting. It's kind of sad. There are other countries around the world like Tunisia or Morocco, China, for example. We know missionaries that have come back this COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Things are going on lockdown. Missionaries are leaving countries like Italy and South America, Bolivia, Chile, Argentina, Taiwan, Japan. There are people who are leaving the mission field to go back to America. Lots of them. There are still missionaries out there around the world on the foreign mission field, but I do think that in the book of Acts, when we're supposed to go both to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts, that we have to remember it's both, not one or the other. It's not only global or only local focus. We do need to focus our church efforts on the community around us, but at the same time, we shouldn't allow this crisis going on around the world to distract us from the need for a global focus. Not only are the laborers, the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few, but right now there are even fewer laborers out there on the mission field. Missionaries are having a difficult time raising their support because church meetings are being canceled. We have missionaries that are unable to go to the field because certain country borders are locked down. And right now, people, their children, young people, families are not thinking about allowing it's already hard enough to surrender our children to the Lord, but it's even more difficult now to consider allowing or surrendering our children to the Lord for them to take the gospel around the world. And so everyone's going into lockdown, shelter at home, and there are serious things going on. People are being affected by COVID-19, so I'm not trying to make light of that, but and commenting a little bit from part of this article that I read, the author suggests we shift from a global focus to a local focus, and I do think that we already had a very minimal focus on world evangelism and the global need to send the gospel around the world and start churches and train leaders and disciple people around the world. And now with the virus, everything is slowing down, locked down, people are leaving the mission field. Even greater time for us to be focused on the global need around the world. So I would disagree a little bit with the author here. I understand, I think, where he's coming from, but I would I would disagree and say that, you know, now more than ever, we need to get the gospel around the world. There are fewer missionaries on the mission field now than before, and people are not thinking globally. We're thinking stay at home, be safe, don't panic, don't die. And, you know, there are people out there who are dying. They're dying of all sorts of things, old age, accidents, and everyone is going to die, but not everyone is going to get to go to heaven. And many people are going to die of something else, and they're going to go to hell. And many of them will have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ preached to them. They'll never have been inside a church. They've never seen a Bible. They've never spoken to a Christian. And now more than ever, we need to shift our focus to a global focus. Yes, we need to work in our local churches, in our areas, and we need to reach our families and our friends and our neighbors and the lost strangers, people all around us, but we need to not lose our focus on the global. We need to revamp, we need to re-energize and refocus our efforts to get the gospel around the entire world. And anyways, I just thought I'd share that with you. Pretty interesting. Another comment here from this is from Austin Gardner, pastor of Vision Baptist Missions, and one of the missionary trainers. He commented about the article, "I think the world missions force is drying up," and I believe it's true. A lot of missionaries are retiring, or you know, coming back for health reasons or whatnot, and we really do need to send more missionaries around the world. So thank you so much for your time. Hope y'all are doing well. Your families are staying safe, and we look forward to reconnecting with you, and hope you have a great day. God bless.